What priest is God asking you to pray for? Welcome to the Holy Triduum. It is Holy Thursday, the beginning of the three most sacred days of the year, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday, culminating with the Easter Vigil and Easter Sunday. I want you to think about some priests that God might be inviting you to pray for. Holy Thursday, we celebrate the institution of the Eucharist. We celebrate the fact that Jesus turned bread and wine into his flesh, into his blood, so that we could enter into the representation of Calvary. He also instituted the priesthood, which means that he, who is not a Levitical priest, he was from the tribe of Judah, he who became a priest in the order of Melchizedek also then instituted the priesthood, first with those 12 apostles, including Judas, by the way, and then ultimately through the laying out of hands, every priest throughout the world. And we need good priests. We need holy priests. We need priests who want to be saints. We need priests who want to lead their parishes, their people, their schools, their ministries, those who work at hospitals, those who work at universities, to be full of joy, of zeal, of truth. I want you to pray for priests today. Get out a piece of paper right now. I just want you to write down the names of every priest you can call to mind. The first priest to hear your confession, the priest who baptized you, the priest who gave you your first Holy Communion, the priest who catechized you for confirmation, the priest who was involved in your Catholic education, your youth ministry, the priest who married you, the priest who buried your mom, your dad, your relatives, priest who is your current pastor, associate priests who came into your parishes, priests who were missionaries that visited your parishes, maybe inspired you with their stories or possibly bored you. Whatever it might be, I want you to think of priests today. I want you to pray for priests today. Because they need your prayers. Many of you know that I'm very blessed to live with a brother priest. I had the opportunity to live with Father Mahon. Now I have the opportunity to live with Father Hallowell. And I pray for priests. I felt very called to the Immaculate Conception of 2022. I felt the Lord really placing them in my heart to offer my life and to pray for the sanctification of priests. And I believe that maybe part of the seed that came from that was watching my brother, Father Hallowell. Many of you know that in 2019 he was diagnosed with, he started having seizures and ultimately was diagnosed with brain cancer. He had 3 surgeries and radiation. And he lived here at All Saints, went through chemo for 9 months. And he offered all of that. He offered every suffering in his life surrounding those cancers and those surgeries. He offered it all for the victims of sexual clergy abuse. And so every time that I look at the scar on his head, or I see the metal plate that now covers that part of his skull that's no longer there, I think of my brother who offered his life because priests who failed, priests who abused children, priests who literally led children to suicide, to drug abuse, to horrible, horrible things. The study of those who have been abused, which is some of you who are watching. Some of you who are watching this have been abused by priests. And even if you weren't abused by a priest, some of you were abused by a family member, by a cousin, by a friend, by a mom, by a dad, by a neighbor. And those who have been sexually abused, the aftermath is terrible. And the aftermath of someone who is supposed to be holy, who is supposed to be righteous, who is supposed to be an image of God the Father who abuses you, it's even worse. So I pray for priests because I realize the depths of the hurt that they can cause other people. And a few years ago, a man in our parish came up to me and he said, "Hey, Father, I just want to let you know that I have a chalice and no one in my family wants it." And I said, "Well, why is that?" And he said, "Well, one of my relatives was a priest and he abused children. And he said, "I don't know why, Father." He said, "But I was wondering if maybe Father Hollowell would want this chalice. And maybe it could be a way to just bring some redemption and all the more intentionally pray for the victims of clergy abuse. And so I have right here this chalice, and Father Hollowell paid with his own money to have the chalice re-gilded. And this chalice is here in our rectory. Father Hollowell often says Mass here. Well, actually, he says Mass here on Monday, which is his day of prayer, his day away from just normal public ministry. And engraved in the bottom of this chalice, it says this: in memory of all those who have suffered abuse by Catholic priests. And every one of us needs to pray for priests. We need to pray for priests to be saints. We need to pray for priests to fulfill their vocation, their calling. We also need to realize that there's priests that are trapped in sin. There's priests that are trapped in addiction because they're human beings. There's priests who are trapped in abuse because they're human beings. But we need to pray for them. We need to pray for their radical conversion. We also need to pray for those who have been hurt by priests, those who have been either felt neglected or abused or abandoned or been misled or misguided. And today's, it's a day for us, and I hope tonight that you run around, and I mean that when you literally say run around. My mom and dad and I, on some Holy Thursday nights, have traveled to seven churches. We visited seven churches and visited the Blessed Sacrament, and it was something I always did in seminary. I hope that you go on pilgrimage tonight. Visit altars of repose. Adore Jesus. He's there. He's there, and he loves you. As he suffered in the agony of the garden, he loves you. But let's tonight also be a night to pray for priests. They need your prayers, because the devil wants to use them for ill. The devil wants to take them down. The devil wants to destroy them, because he knows if he destroys the father, this is the same thing in the family, if he destroys the father, that he can wreak havoc in people's lives. And so we need to be strong, and we need to fight. We need to pray for the holiness, for the sanctification of priests, for clergy, for bishops within the church. And this chalice is a great reminder to me of that. My brother, who I live with, is a great reminder to me of that. So I invite you to pray for priests. If you want to put down names of priests down below that have touched your heart in a positive way, that have helped you to be the saint that you are today, if that's a way for you to actually enter into this prayer today, thanks be to God. But allow today to be a day to give thanks and praise to Almighty God for that sacrament and to praise his name. Have a blessed Holy Week. Hopefully see you at Holy Mass tonight as we celebrate the Mass of the Lord's Supper.